That was, to say the least, another eventful week regarding the Russian invasion of Ukraine. UN Secretary General met with President Zelensky, and yeah, Putin knew about it. So he lobbed a few missiles at Kiev shortly after the Secretary General got out of there. We've also come to learn that the Russian companies, which manufacture things like tanks and ammo, they're apparently running out of supplies. There's a continuing question about how Putin can be so blind to the failures of his military in Ukraine. Well, since old Vlad doesn't use the internet, doesn't have a smartphone, he's just pretty much buying the bull his inner circle is telling him. And that's why you'll know when Putin does actually learn the truth. That inner circle will have a circle around them with guns. As expected, more mass graves have been discovered inside Mariupol. There are actually explosions inside Russia, 10 miles in to be exact. While Ukraine did not claim credit for them, officials pretty much said Russia needs to start looking out for karma. Russia announced they're stopping gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Makes you wonder, is that a warning to Germany to watch their step, or to Poland and Bulgaria, warning them that they just might be next? Ukraine's admitted to losing control of a few small villages in the east. Saw Germany jump off the fence, as best as they were capable of doing. They're now sending heavy anti-aircraft weapons into Ukraine and saying that an embargo of Russian energy, well, they're willing to think about it now. While Russia continues to reposition in the east, a lot of military experts say their movements are slow and unproductive, which is keeping the advantage with the Ukrainians. Also, too, you might have been seeing on the video that we've been able to watch a lot of wrecked Russian tanks over the past few weeks and wonder, how is that possible? Well, it turns out the Russians are using tanks with exposed interior ammo storage. So when the Ukrainians hit the turret of the tank, it is, say, at least all over. Top of the tank literally pops off, flies meters into the air. And as far as anyone in the tank is concerned, it's over for them. And toward the end of this past week, the Biden administration announced the plan of sending another aid package to Ukraine, $33 billion, $20 billion of which is direct military aid. Plans to have the funding passed by Memorial Day, which that could be running into a challenge if another bill connected to COVID relief funds winds up being attached to it. Finally, it takes a real effort, I mean a real monumental effort, to show some standout stupidity in Washington, but Senator Rand Paul did it. Here's Rand and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken going at it at a Senate committee hearing this past week.
If you look at the countries that Russia has attacked over the last years, Georgia, leaving forces in Transnistria and Moldova, and then repeatedly Ukraine, these were countries that were not part of NATO. It has not attacked NATO countries for probably good reason.
You could also argue the countries they've attacked were part of Russia.
Well, that
we're part of the Soviet Union.
Yes, and I firmly disagree with that proposition. It is the fundamental right of these countries to decide their own future and their own destiny. And
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that the countries that have been attacked, Georgia and Ukraine, were part of the Soviet Union.
And that does not give
Russia
any right
to attack them. And they were part of the Soviet Union since the 1920s.
But that does not give Russia the right to attack them.
Also, most people think that having Ukraine become a part of NATO, that's a good thing. Rand Paul, to him, you're being an agitator.
There could have been voices before this invasion, instead of agitating for something that we knew our adversary absolutely hated and said was a red line as recently as last September, before you signed the agreement, once again agitating for NATO, Russia said that it was a red line.
Isn't it amazing how blind an eye doctor like Rand Paul can actually be?